Linguist Jeff Nunberg has been thinking about grammar lately, the new streamlined corporate kind, not the grammar we learned in school. But he finds there's one rule that will never change.
Somebody gave me a handsome, slender brochure that was published by the communications department of a large corporation to tell employees how to write more effectively. This is actually the third of these things that I've seen, and it's fair to conclude that corporate America has some sense there's a problem here. Of course, you could say that asking a corporate communications department to look after the state of English usage is sort of like putting the fox in charge of the hen house. But these people have their hearts in the right place, even if they do have a few feathers sticking out of the corners of their mouths. They're specialists in effective communication themselves, and they've tried to distill their wisdom on the topic into a handful of simple rules that busy people can take in. For example, the guide says, make sure the right words are next to each other. That's as close to a golden rule of writing as anything I've ever seen, even if it leaves you a little hazy on details. But none of these guides ever get so general that it leaves out the dictum to avoid splitting infinitives. That's the one rule that's likely to survive when all the rest of grammar has withered away. As best we can tell, the split infinitive rule was dreamed up by some grammar book writers in the 19th century and has been handed down since then by generations of schoolteachers. But nobody's ever given a good justification for it. It isn't logical, and it doesn't make writing clearer or avoid any ambiguities. And it's hard to find a modern grammarian who has anything to say in its defense. H.W. Fowler said people follow the rule only out of a tame acceptance of the misinterpreted opinion of others. Wilson Follett, in his Modern American Usage, insisted that split infinitives were not only called for on occasion, but that desk sets should include small hatchets of silver or gold for the purpose. And Bergen and Cornelia Evans, in their Dictionary of Contemporary American Usage, included a long list of notable infinitive splitters, running from Wordsworth, Coleridge, and Byron to Henry James, Thomas Hardy, and George Bernard Shaw. Actually, Shaw himself once wrote to a publisher whose proofreader had rashly corrected a split infinitive in his prose and said, I call for the immediate dismissal of this pedant. It is of no concern to me whether he decides to go quickly or to quickly go. But the people who write the corporate writing guides don't give much evidence of having paid attention to books like these, wordy tomes full of explanations, exceptions, and equivocations that make the whole business of grammar seem much more complicated than a modern writer can be expected to make time for. They are the office grammarians, and what they have is not the sense they were born with exactly, but some dim memories of the sense they learned at the end of Sister Petra's ruler in sixth grade. And Sister Petra and the split infinitive rule were made for each other. It is one of the pure mysteries of grammar, the mirror of those other higher mysteries that it is only given to Sister Petra and her acolytes to fully understand. The whole history of grammar has been a long struggle between the Fowlers and the Sister Petras of this world. The great irony is that now it's the new technologies of writing that are ensuring the victory of the good sister's side. She and her charges were merely hostile to reason, but the grammar checker that's bundled in your word processor is incapable of it. It's in the nature of the technology that the rules become simplified and automated, with all the complexities and subtleties relegated to the margins. And the fact is that any software house that tried to market a grammar checker that didn't flag split infinitives would find itself cut off from a huge part of its market. Of course, some people will say that the corporate brochures and the grammar checkers are just one more instance of the dumbing down of grammar, but Sister Petra wouldn't put it that way. She'd say we're merely moving grammar to a higher plane of pure observance.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.